The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The topic of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi, as mentioned here in Nazir Tezvav as well as many other places, is a multifaceted concept which needs a little bit of a fine-tuning. Exactly what the anatomy of this din of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi is, what's the explanation how a partial day can be considered a whole day, when do we go with Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi as opposed to with regard to what do we say that Mixas Hayayim doesn't work Kekuloi. Firstly, of course, not all Tanoim are of the opinion that you say the rule of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi altogether, and more specifically, for example, in our Gemara here in Nozir, Rav holds Yom Ayin Aleph Oil Lekan Lekan, whereas in Nidid of Samach Zayin, apparently, he doesn't hold of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi. So what exactly is this rule? When do we say it, when not? It's something that comes up all over Shas and Paiskim as well. Just for example, it's Nigei to Pidgin HaBen, when is the 30th day enough, and when do you need Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi? It's Nigei for the 8 days of an animal, how old it is, it has to be 8 days old to be fit for a carbon. Is Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi enough or not? And as well as many other things. One of the fundamental discussions in the sugya of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi, for example, is Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi, does that have to be in the morning, or is even Mixas Hayayim of the night time enough? For example, suppose you'll need 8 days or 7 days. Would be a Mixas of the night enough to trigger your Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi and you'd be done, or you'd have to have even in the morning? Perhaps the more unfortunate common knowledge that we have of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi is when people get up from Shivas, Yemei Avelis, in the morning, they sit for a few minutes, and then Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi dictates that they can get up, and it's as if they sat the full 7 days. And we know that you don't say Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi the night before, only during the day. This, however, stems from Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos a little bit over here in our sugya on Tezvavim Beis, as well as Rashi and Tosfos in Psachim Daf Pei Aleph, and in other places where Rashi clearly holds that Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi can begin even with a mixas, a partial part of the evening before, which, like we know in the Jewish calendar, the day goes after the night. So beginning part of the night time is already Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi. With a little of the night, you can have your whole day. Tosfos argues and says that no, Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi is only in the morning and not in the night. And apparently, the halacha in Hilchos Avelis seems to be going with Tosfos. And that is where the halacha of Avelis, halacha l'maisa, comes from. The Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi is only in the morning and not the night before. Interestingly enough, Lag BaOmer is another time where all of us are very familiar with Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi. Even though many do not take haircuts and such, we act with the custom of Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, the tkufa of the Omer, till Lag BaOmer. Still, we wait until the morning of Lag BaOmer. We do not take haircuts at night and such, until a little bit of the day has passed, and then we begin the new period where the Avelis is over. And again, that's because, conceptually, Lag BaOmer has to do somewhat with the morning of the passing of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. In any event, so all in all, Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi, apparently, Lahalacha, is only in the morning and not in the evening. And with regard to what we're discussing here in Nazir, we had it here in our daf and a few other blot before and after Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi. It's interesting that you find a Minchas Chinuch and a Shagasari that they argue with regard to Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi at night, with regard to a Nazir as well. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes says that you don't say Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi with regard to Naziris at night time. You need to have a little bit of the morning. While the Shagasari in Shuvas Achadosh, Simon Zion, seems to say that you do have to have Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi, I'm sorry, that you do have Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi even at the night time by Naziris. It's important to mention that even though the more popular Shita in the Rishayim and the Paiskim of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi as far as the night goes is like Tosfos and not like Rashi, in other words, that Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi can only be considered served, if you will, in the morning and not in the evening. However, the Rosh says an exception to this rule is when there's a din of Yom Echad. For example, Avelis Yom Echad, the Rosh wants to say that there everybody would be in agreement that Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi can begin at night, even according to the opposing Shitas of Rashi. And, interestingly enough, there are those paiskim that will be makel, they'll be lenient to be able to make a chasna, for example, on the eve of Lag BaOmer, as opposed to just beginning a wedding on Lag BaOmer and going into the next evening, because of the rule of Mixas Hayayim Kekuloi on the eve of Lag BaOmer. And of course, Lahalacha, a rabbi should be consulted whether you can make a chasna on the night before Lag BaOmer. The paiskim will talk about that. But one thing I'd like to point out is that perhaps the rush will be an added ingredient to that Svara, that since the Rosh says that when it's Yom Echad, it's different. Perhaps Lag Ba'omer can be considered a Yom Echad. That has to do with the question of what exactly is the rule of Lag Ba'omer. Is it the end of a period that began after Pesach and it goes until Lag Ba'omer? Or is Lag Ba'omer a day in its own right? It's a one day thing. And that's not for now, but I just wanted to mention that that might be another smach for that svar. Now, again, we mentioned that Mikzvah Sayyam Kekulai is a very broad topic. Just for another example, a very common thing is Sheva Brachas. The Shivas Yemei HaMishteh, which there are dinim that who is Aser B'Malacha and Simcha, and you don't say Tachanun if the Chassan is in Shul. What's the story with saying Tachanun on the seventh day when it's not exactly 24 hours times 7 after the Chassan? So it's still, if you will, Shivas Yemei HaMishteh. But however, you do have a Mixtus Hayayim Kekulai. Major Machlekes in the Paiskim in Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Magen Avraham says that you don't say Tachanun even though it's still quote unquote in the middle of the 7 day term. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you do say Tachanun, and so on and so forth. A big elaboration on this topic can be found in the Steichemet in Mareches Mem Klal Kuvdalad, where he elaborates on the concept of Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi and goes through case by case all over Shas and Paiskim when it applies or not. A lot of what he says over there is paralleled in the Ginus Verodim Arachayim Klal Aleph Simen Chavches, where he also elaborates on numerous scenarios where Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi applies, doesn't apply, and so on and so forth. But what really struck me extremely interesting was that the Sechemer has a couple of columns discussing over there about a bar mitzvah boy when he turns 13, if you say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi or not. Now, we know that a bar mitzvah boy turns 13 on the eve, by Shkia, by sunset, of his birth date. That is when the custom is to say that a boy is a bar mitzvah. Even though, of course, besides for the Yid Gimel Shomna required for bar mitzvah, the 13 years fully, you also need the two Cyrus. But we know that there's Allah HaLamayshim Sinai, that a person becomes 13 after 13 years, and as far as the Cyrus go, we are always reliant, especially with rules of rabbinical origination, that they are only going to be Semechan Chazaka Derava. Chazaka Derava means that there is a Chazaka that the Cyrus have already come by the time he is 13. However, Taisus in the end of the 5th Perek in Nida, as well as many other Rishayim, discuss perhaps for a bar mitzvah boy we should also need 13 full years. For example, if somebody was born at 2:13 p.m. on Yud Adar, his bar mitzvah should be on Yud Adar at 2:13 p.m. or something like that, as opposed to sunset the night before, which is our custom. Now, the famous Shiltus in Parshas Bechukaisai says that you do need Me'eis La'eis. The Netziv said, had others known about that Shiltus, they might have been more cautious. But definitely the prevailing opinion, like Rabbi Kivager writes and many others, is that you do not need Me'eis La'eis for a bar mitzvah. But what's really interesting to me to see that the Steichemed mixes this whole discussion together with the concept of Mixtus Hayayim Kekuloi, which would seem that maybe Mixtus Hayayim Kekuloi, that half of a day or partial day can be considered like the whole day, would have something to do with the question about whether a bar mitzvah boy, one moment into his 13th birthday, is already a gadol, or he has to wait until he gets to the point of time where he was born. In other words, like we said before, 2:13 p.m. Especially since normally Mixtus Hayayim Kekuloi, even if it does work, and when it does work, it's a way of fulfilling the whole calendar day, or the day, let's say, until sunset, as opposed to be considered that you got until the 2:13 point with the concept of Mixtus Hayayim Kekuloi. It struck me really strange to find this. And as I looked around in the Sugya Nida and so on, I see that the Me'iri clearly says over there in the Sugya Nida that the reason why Bar Mitzvah Boy does not have to wait is because Mixtus Hayayim HaYachrin is Kekol HaYayim. Which was fascinating to me, that yes, they are actually saying that the bar mitzvah boy becoming 13 without fulfilling and serving the whole day of his 13th birthday is because of Mixtus Hayayim Kekuloi. So perhaps we could throw a little bit of a twist on this. You know, a lot of times it says Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yayim Echad, Bas Shalish Shana V'Yayim Echad, and the Gemara discusses this over there. Neither the Gemara says some Tanoim did say Yayim Echad and some didn't, and my Beinayo or Rosh Hashanah, and so on and so forth. Perhaps there is a concept that you need the 13th day plus one, and then there would be like a rule that you need that one day, and perhaps the Mixtus Hayayim Kekuloi would work for that Yayim Echad. So no, it wouldn't be working Mixtus Hayayim Kekuloi to get you to the 2:13 point, like we're saying in our example, the Mitzvah Sayyam Kekuloi is working to give you that Yoyim Echa that you need at the end. And there's a lot to elaborate and discuss about this, when you say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekuloi in this sense and when not. But I thought it was fascinating to say that Mitzvah Sayyam Kekuloi applies by a bar mitzvah boy. In fact, I saw the Tshuvas HaBach and Tshuvas HaYeshona Simen Kuf Mem Hei directly addresses this question. If a boy is turning 13, is he able to be mitzi other people in Ma'ariv, and so on and so forth? He discusses the famous Maril over there about Kabbalah Shabbos early, if the boy could be the chazan by a minion for an early Shabbos, a fascinating question in its own right. Since the Taisa Shabbos is not really the next calendar day, the Maril says that the Bar Mitzvah boy will not be legally considered 13 years old, just because Taisa Shabbos allows you to bring in Shabbos early. He still did not get to his 13 years and to his birthday to be Bar Mitzvah. That's what the Maril says. And the Bach wants to know, why is it different than Avelis of Shloishim and Zayin Yomim that we say Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi? And the Bach goes with this concept over there that a bar mitzvah boy has to arrive at his bar mitzvah. Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi wouldn't work over there. He throws in a svar over there, the Bach, that you only say Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi when you're counting a certain amount of days. 7, 30, Mashenkin, a bar mitzvah boy, it's not about the day. He needs full years to be 13 years old. He needs to have full years. So there, Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi wouldn't apply. It's not like we need a day, and then the last day we could say Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi. It's that we need 13 full years. And when you're counting years, he doesn't want to say Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi. That's the way the Bach explains it again. When you need years, you don't say Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi. When you're counting a certain amount of days, like 7 days or 30 days, there you say Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi. That's a fundamental explanation that the Bach says why it doesn't apply by bar mitzvah, and it's a general rule. Once he's discussing Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi with regard to bar mitzvah, like I mentioned from the Meiri and later the Stechemet and many others, this fascinating concept of mixing in Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi to the bar mitzvah boy becoming bar mitzvah, he's saying a very fundamental concept that you only say Mitzvah Sayyim Kikuloi by counting 7 days or 30 days, and not when you need full terms, full years. Keeping this Bach in mind, it's very easy to understand the Mechaber in Yerideh, Simen Shin Tzadik Hei, Sif Beis. He quotes the halacha from the Trumas Hadesh in the Simen Reish Tzadik Beis, who paskins that with regard to the 12-month period of mourning, you don't say Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi. This seems to be a little bit interesting, since we do say Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi Lagave, the Shiva, and the Shloishim, and so on. Why shouldn't you say Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi as far as the 12-month period goes? But if you say, according to the Bach, that it's only when you're counting a certain amount of time, not when there's a period, the Shona of Avelis perhaps, or even the Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelis, is something that is not a counted, it doesn't matter if there's 30 days or 29 days in the month, it's all about having the full year, there you would not say Mikdash Yom Kikuloi. Very, very similar to the Svara, the logic that the Bach we just mentioned explains. And again, still a lot remains to be learned about when you say Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi and what exactly it means, that a beginning of the day could work as the whole day, and could you use one day for two different counts to start a new counting with the second half of the day and finish the counting, the old counting of the first half. The Guinness Veradim says there clearly that works by Negoyim is Abzeris HaKosav, and normally you wouldn't be able to double up a day with the Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi going retroactively to finish one count and going in future to count another counting, because it's obviously contradictory, because Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi in somewhat of a sense is going to be that the mikzas is somehow a fulfillment and a use of the whole day, so it would be contradictory to double up Mikzas Yom Kikuloi in two directions in the same day. But in general, it has to be worked out who holds a Mikzas Yom Kikuloi and who doesn't, when yes and when no, and do you say that you go by the beginning or by the end. For example, the Chaznish discusses, as so do others, with regard to our friend the Bar Mitzvah boy and others, if anyway, don't forget that he had a Mikzas Yom Kikuloi on the birthday when he was born, right? If he was born at 1:15 p.m., then he didn't really have that whole day of his birthday that he was in existence. Still, we give him the whole day on his credit. So maybe that's why you don't have to say, that's maybe why you need a full day on the way out, the Yom Echad. And so on and so forth. Just wanted to touch a little bit of the tip of the iceberg here in the Sugya of Mikta Sayyim Kikuloi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.